takes a lot.
Really, really turns us on. When it all comes down to the real thing,
here's the song we love to sing. Go Saints all the way, Saints go all the way.
I believe.
Go Saints all the way, Saints go all the way.
I believe.
Hello and welcome to this week's UK Saints podcast with myself, the host Ben, your first Saxon. I'm joined by my fellow Saxon, Ryan.
Hello, how you going?
Good, mate, yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
And the sheep shagger himself, Ash.
Yo, yo, yo.
And also, today we are joined by a guest. You may have heard us refer to him on the show. It's the one and only James Baker.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, not bad, mate, not bad at all. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's your pleasure, mate. Always have a fellow UK Saint come onto the podcast. That's what we're hoping to do, is get more fans on as well. So good that you can join us. So James, so listeners, you know, they know our backstory. So do you just want to go into your backstory about how you support the Saints?
Yeah, no problem at all. Started watching the NFL on Channel 4 in the 80s on Sunday night. Didn't really follow any team, just enjoyed watching the sport. Then one of my family members who lives in Louisiana came over to England in 1992 and brought me a hat and a shirt. And since then, it's been Saints all the way.
Was it a jersey or just like a t-shirt?
It's just a t-shirt. Yeah, a t-shirt.
Okay. And
I've still got it somewhere.
Who was your first Saints jersey?
My first Saints jersey was Aaron Brooks.
Ooh, fucking hell.
A number two Aaron Brooks when I went to New Orleans in 2002. I picked it up then, and I've still got it now.
Nice. Ash, what was your first jersey? I don't think we haven't done first jersey on the show before, have we? No, what was yours?
My first jersey. Oh, fucking hell. I think my first ever jersey that I actually bought was a Marcus Colston one.
Classic to have.
Nice.
Because obviously, you know, when I first supported them in 2001, I was in college and all, I didn't have any money. Of course, I couldn't get any merchandise over this side of the pond. But yeah, 2006, Marcus Colston, I think, was the first ever jersey I had. It was a black and gold, it was all stitched with Reebok on it. Oh, it was quite nice.
Still got it?
No.
No,
due to the fact that when I bought it, I was like 12 stone. I am now 18 somewhat stone, and I'm quite a fat bastard, so it wouldn't have even fitted me anyway.
Ryan, what was your first jersey?
The wife brought it with me for my birthday. The one that I wore the other day.
Oh, your personalised one?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
She got, I don't know, when it was 2010, 11, something like that, yeah.
Okay, so quite recent.
No, whenever Nike came out.
Okay,
first Nike ones.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you want to say, guess my first jersey? Considering, you know, the time I started supporting the Saints at the London first London game, who do you think my first jersey was?
Reggie Bush?
No. I've seen you wear it, I'm sure, yeah.
James, you want to take a quick guess?
What year was it again?
Oh, so it was the year the Saints came to Wembley.
2008.
I think I got it.
Deuce McAllister.
I think it was just before the next season started. So I didn't have it for the Saints game because I wasn't really a Saints fan. When I went to the Saints game, I became a fan after that. So I got it the season. I got it at the start of the
2009.
Was it number 16? Was it Lance Moore?
No, it wasn't. It was Jeremy Shockey.
Oh, Jeremy Shockey.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy Shockey jersey. Don't see many of those walking around in the UK.
There's some loads of them on eBay, though.
Yeah, probably because the leftover stock, because no one really bought. I was going to buy a Breeze jersey. In the UK, they were sold out at the time, so I really wanted one, so I just clicked the next one that I got, and it was Jeremy Shockey. And I was like, yeah, I like Shockey, so I'll take that. So that's...
Well, it's like the 50th anniversary jersey. I waited and waited and waited. I should have bought them when he first came out, but I waited. And the only one that was in my size was a Breeze jersey. And of course, I thought, well, I haven't got a quarterback jersey, so fuck it, I can have a Breeze jersey.
Yeah, it's a good one to have the 50 of Breeds on it, to be fair, mate. That's a good one to have.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm already eyeing up a few jerseys I'm going to buy out when I go out there for my trip. So
we'll come I've already got a new custom one, Lockdown, and a Lattimore one for Christmas.
I like how you did a Lockdown one for Lattimore. Yeah. Kind of suits it, doesn't
it? I thought you were going Cam Jordan.
I was going Cam Jordan, but...
Your bromance has now gone to Lattimore.
No. I still got my bromance for Cam Jordan, but my wedding anniversary is on St. David's Day, March the 1st. So
you can have number.
So we get the other ones, and then we get the main one on, you know, wedding anniversary. That's the plan.
I've got a thing about buying like jerseys. Like, I'd never buy a rookie's jersey, but I think I might have to make an exception this year when I go out there.
Well, look at it this way, right? You could have been a Dolphins fan and bought an AJ jersey.
Oh yeah, we'll get onto the trades. We are recording.
You could have bought a Saints. Been a Saints fan and bought Peterson jersey.
Oh god,
exactly. I was close, mind. I was close.
So I think we all were. I was very close, and I thought, no, I'll just wait and see. He's got a 2-year contract. I'll wait and see how it pans out before I do that. But yeah, let's go back to Sunday. At home against the Chicago Bears. James, were you confident going in?
Yes.
I think we all were, weren't we?
Yeah, I think so. The Bears didn't have or haven't got a good offense. Our defense is playing lights out. I didn't think they'd score 20 points. I mean, luckily they didn't score 20 points in the end. But yeah, no, I was confident we were going to win on Sunday.
It turned out. It was a closer game than it should have been at the end with the two fumbles from Mark Ingram. Ryan, how do you think Ingram will bounce back from that?
Well, he's got to really. I felt like a right cunt. I did. I tweeted out how much I loved him for scoring that touchdown. It, and then by the end of it, I wanted to kill him. But there you go.
The thing is, because Ingram fumbled those two balls, everyone was on his case. Oh, yeah, let's trade him. I'm thinking, well, why not?
No way.
Right? I'm thinking, hang on, mate. He fumbled two balls. Okay, fair enough. It was a close game. But you can't go starting to say, you know, oh, well, you got to trade him. What pissed me off was he had a blazing year last year. He's going to probably have another blazing year this year. And people are already ready to bring the axe down on him. It's like, no. And the good thing about Ingram was, is after the game, he tweeted out saying, listen, the team carried me. I sucked ass. I take responsibility. I will do better.
How many times did he say suck in his interview? Anyone know?
Oh, it's quite a lot, wasn't it? It was...
19 times.
But
19?
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
This is the thing I don't get with some Saints fans who really dislike Ingram because... You know, I don't get it because he will beat Juice McAllister's yards record. I think he will be the leading all-time rusher for the Saints. But he doesn't get the love he deserves. I don't know if that's an old thing because he's an Alabama boy. He's not getting that love. I don't understand it. It might be the things I'm not from New Orleans and I don't know the LSU Alabama rivalry that well. But that's things I've heard that it's because he's, you know, potentially an Alabama boy. That's why.
I think part of it is more to do with the fact that for the first 2.5 years of his career, he was a bit of a bust.
Mm. But you're never going to be able to be a number one, like one of the top running backs in the league in a Peyton offense, are you?
No. But one thing I will say about Ingram is he had a game last season where he fumbled at a crucial time. And then the next week against the 49ers, he absolutely went off.
So I think
he got 180 yards, I think it was, two touchdowns.
Yeah. This is what I was going to say.
So an angry Mark Ingram is
Ingram. I love an angry Ingram.
The worst bit is when you were watching the game, the commentator literally said, he had two fumbles last year, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or a fumble last year and Peyton had and then benched him for the rest of the game or something, didn't he?
Next play fumble.
And then the commentator mentioned it and then the next play was a fumble and then the next play was a fumble.
Oh, it's just pain.
I mean, the second one was harsh to call it a fumble. The defender literally ripped it out of his arms. He had both arms. Ingram was covering the ball, and the defender managed to rip it off him.
It was a good play from Chicago. And Chicago do have a good defense. Let's not take that away. You know, the defense of Chicago was great. I was, as Ash would know, and I think Rara would know, I put a few strong messages onto our little group chat we have after the game, because I think it was just me having the adrenaline inside me being so pissed off how we almost blew, and we almost blew the game up. I wasn't happy at all with the offense, looking back at it. And look, it just seemed nothing could get going, really. Third down efficiency again. Now I'm getting worried. Now I'm getting worried. Two for nine. That's horrendous. The Bears are 8 for 17, but 2 for 9 at home. I don't know.
Sorry, I thought they were chipping in. Sorry, I was actually sending a tweet. I do apologise, because obviously the Buffalo Bills UK fan account has gone on about the NFL Week 10 game. And sorry, I was just tweeting out, so I do apologise. I got to stop tweeting. I do, sorry. What was you saying, Ben? Sorry.
Sorry, I was just saying about third down efficiency. I'm actually getting worried now. You know, once again, Snead isn't getting fed, is he?
Yeah, but he's not fit. He's not fit.
But why dress him out then?
I think he might be in the doghouse as well, to be honest.
He's got to get those... he's got to get the plays into him. He was used as mostly a blocker.
I know.
On the weekend.
I know I'm going to get stick for saying this. But it is a Willie Snead contract year. He is pissed.
He is
pissed Peyton off with his suspension, needless suspension. Do you think they are limiting his numbers so that we can sign him on the cheap next end of the season?
Maybe, or you may actually give us the finger and go elsewhere. Maybe
he's not going to get better. I think he knows that as well. He was a Cleveland practice squad player before he came to us, and look what we've made him into.
Going back to the third down percentage, right? Yes, it is a bit of a worrying factor, but the Bears defense was fucking all over us.
Superb, they were
in that game. Do you mean so? You can look at it. You can look at it two ways. You can either look at it down to the fact that the third down efficiency was crap because the offense was poor, like it has been the last one or two weeks. I wouldn't say poor, but not firing on all cylinders. Or you can put it down to the Bears' defense. And me, to be honest with you, I would put it down to more the Bears' defense.
Mm. Yeah. But also I'll say, you know, red zone as well. We got to the red zone 3 times and we, you know, converted 2 out of 3. So I'm happy with that. Because I think
it was that 66% fucking conversion rate.
Yeah, about that. And then, you know, okay, we did lose losing the turnover battle again this weekend, but still come out the victory. So, no complaints.
The thing is if we, I thought, to be honest with you, I know it's an important stat with the turnover ratios and all that. But the way I look at it is if we win the game, if we get that W, which we have done, do we really need to take much stock into the turnover ratio if we've won the game?
No, but it's like I say, it's quite rare for a team that lose the turnover ratio to then go and win. I think the best thing was with the turnovers we did concede were up the other end of the field, and I don't think Chicago had the offense to go marching down.
No, they didn't.
So, anything else on the game?
Also, two things. Breeze's 6,000 completions.
Yes.
I think that he will. I've actually got a bet with the Chicago Bears fan James Reese that I spoke about last week. I reckon that he will smash that this season.
Yeah,
I reckon he will get over those 300 completions this season with half the season gone. And also an honourable mention to the Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Yes, I was going to say that. Yeah, that was gruesome. But I still think it was a catch.
I think definite catch as well.
We were lucky.
We got very lucky because they missed a field goal, didn't they? They went for it on fourth down and didn't get it. They had that ruled out. If I was a Bears fan, I'd been pissed.
Oh, my friend James Reed, he was raging like a motherfucker at me. That was a touchdown. Well, sorry, but the refs haven't given it. He was quite salty when I met him and when I went to get my tenner back. He turned around and said, "You are. This will help pay the fucking refs off, you fucking bastard." He was salty as a motherfucker.
I can understand. I would have been if the Saints lost like that. You would have been absolutely raging, wouldn't you?
Of course you would. And I did. I did admit it afterwards, saying it was a touchdown. But in the heat of the moment, I said no, it wasn't a touchdown. He didn't. He lost the ball as he went down. So not only did he not get the touchdown, he basically, knackered his leg up.
So
I was quite surprised when I read about him having emergency. Was it? The vasectomy fucking surgery. I can't remember what the name is. It's not a vasectomy. It's bloody. Well, it begins with a V.
He hurt his knee.
It's his knee, man. Not his nuts.
No, I know, but no. It's it begins with a V. But
vascular. That's the one.
Yeah. But what I found out with my friends and people in the NHS circle, they're saying that where he dislocated his knee, apparently one of his arteries, why he had to have emergency surgery.
I could have lost
his main artery was shattered, wasn't it, or something like that? I read earlier on one of the reports.
Yeah, he could have lost his.
Yeah,
leg
he had no blood flow into the bottom half of his right leg, left leg, whichever one it was. Can't remember.
Jesus Christ! And that was.
Oof. But all it was is the fact he went up for the ball. And he just landed all over it. It goes to show how fucking brutal this game can be.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Jim, don't interrupt you.
No, that's all right. I was just saying, I think I saw a tweet earlier on where the Bears coach had confirmed that some of the Saints players were actually going to see him in hospital today because he's still in New Orleans. So.
Yeah, I think I've seen Mark Ingram and Cam Jordan, I think. I can't confirm that's true, but one of those two definitely said, like, I saw on Twitter that he was going, they're going there. But yes, so that was us beating the Bears. Five on the spin now, boys. Who can remember last time we won five on the spin?
I think it was 2013, they told you last time. I think it was 2011 was the last time we won five on the bounce.
Mm. And we're only, looking forward, we're not far off Minnesota, who are the number two. We're not that far off Philadelphia. But also looking back, Carolina got a win again. We'll go over this in our picks, but we're not too far. They're not too far away from us either. So we've got to keep beating the drum.
Well, that's it. Has Carolina had their bye week yet?
No. No, they've played eight games.
Yeah, because because you got the Bucks who had theirs at week one, and you had the Falcons at bye week, same as us.
Week 11, they got their bye week.
Yeah, and the I think the Panthers and the Falcons play each other this week, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
That's gonna be a good game.
Come on, crybaby Cam, do us a solid.
I was gonna ask you that. I'll ask you that later in the pick. Looking at the division. Would it be beneficial for Atlanta to win that game for us?
You went a bit funny on the mic there, mate.
I was saying, would it be beneficial for Atlanta to win that game for us?
Oh,
technical issues on the UK Saints podcast.
No, I don't think so.
I would take a tie.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Can we go for a tie?
Yeah, I think I think if the Falcons win, it's good. If the Falcons lose and we win, I think that could rule Atlanta nearly out of the division. Maybe they'll have a massive game against us in a couple of weeks. But they could be out of the division race by then. But moving on, Ryan, me and you were at Twickenham again at the weekend for the Cleveland Browns hosting the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes, we were.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, yeah. It's good atmosphere at Twickenham. Better than Wembley. So much better.
Oh, I do enjoy it when I'm there at Twickenham, apart from the stadium is fucking freezing. Oh my god, I had a thermal on with my jersey and a coat, and I was still shivery. It was so cold. I had to go and get a coffee, and it was like drinking mud water. It was
because you're soft.
It was. You've been Ash. You've been Twickenham. You know how the wind gets around the stadium there. It's freezing at times.
Ash, back me up. He's just soft, isn't he?
Yeah, he is soft. It's a simple case of the last time I went to Twickenham was for the rugby, and I get so pissed by the time it kicks off, I don't even realize it's called me.
See, so he's got your beer coat on.
Because the problem is, you know, I'm like in Twickenham and I'm surrounded by like multiple red fucking fat bastards, and you know we all cut in and we all keep each other warm. We're pissed out of our skull, but we don't notice the cold, mate.
And you probably got your rugby tops off as well, didn't you?
Oh no! I wouldn't go that fucking far, mate. You can get thrown out for that. Trust me.
The thing is, though, with Twickenham, I'd like the atmosphere. I like the tailgate. I just fucking hate leaving that, getting in and getting out of that place.
Yeah, that's the only thing I didn't enjoy getting in.
Did you bring my flag back, Mothercoast?
Yes, I did. It's sitting right in front of me.
That's right then.
So, that's a story. Almost wasn't allowed to take it in. Can't take any. Oh,
when you were allowed? If it wasn't a banner, though.
That's what I can say. That's it. It's a flag.
Yeah, the security was a lot tighter this week than it was with the game before the Rams game.
Mm. It was good, though. It was a good game. The Browns played the Vikings very well in the first half, I thought.
Yes, they did, yeah. Well, it was only a point in it going into the second half.
And then they just ran out of steam.
Yeah. I just don't understand how the Browns
exist.
So bad, yeah. Well, I know they've got no O-line and they've got no receivers.
Or quarterback. Or a defense.
Yeah.
Or a kicker.
Yeah. Anything, really. So
the Browns are quite fitting, didn't they? Because they're just shit.
But it's just like, you've had number one picks for God knows how many years.
And you're still shit.
And you're still shit.
Yeah. Was it they have five picks in the top 65?
Mm. It's just
this year, didn't they?
You're just going to be bad if you go Cleveland, just face it. But I just want to say, watching Case Keenum, you know, last year with the Rams, I watched him at Twickenham.
Just Jeff Fish is a cunt, and he's just useless.
Well, no, I wasn't blown away. Well, Keenum. I thought he managed a game well enough to get them through. I don't think the Vikings will go far in a playoffs with Keenum at quarterback. When you need a quarterback to dig you out of a situation, I don't think Case Keenum's that man. I'm not sure if even Teddy Bridgewater's that man, but it's going to be.
Bridgewater's been out of the game for a long time.
It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I think Teddy Bridgewater may start their next game.
I think so.
After the bye, yeah.
I think
they want to see whether he is the quarterback that can take them on for the rest of the season.
And he's got a whole...
They're going to win their division, aren't they? I mean, they've got nothing to lose, really. They're going to win that division, so why not try it?
Yeah, and they're going to have... That means they'll have... I don't know how many years Keenum signed up for, but they could have some trade value in Keenum. Maybe next year, you know, he's sitting there and a quarterback goes down, say in, I don't know, Philadelphia, New York, something like that. You know, he's a good filler. He'll manage it well, but I don't think he's one that'll take you too far. But that's the last of the London games this year. Been fun having four. I've done all four this year. Probably going to have four. Oh, actually, no. Before we finish that off, at the tailgate, I was very surprised because I was thinking this. Roger Goodell hasn't turned up this year, and he turned up for the Cleveland game. And oh my god, he's on the stage with Neil Reynolds and Darren Fletcher, and they announced him coming on, and he just got booed.
this is the thing. Why would you boo the? Why would you boo?
Because
it was mainly Saints and Patriots fans booing.
But why?
Well, we fucked us over a bounty gate. Look how, you know, the last couple of 7 and 9
right,
seasons.
Okay,
has been...
okay. All right. Forget bounty gate, right? I'm looking at it from a neutral fan's perspective here, right? It's because of him that we got four, you know, it's because of him we've got games over here.
Well, no, he wasn't the commissioner when they first brought games over here. Yes, he's been part of the team growing the game over here, but at the game's kind of done that themselves. It's not Roger Goodell doing it. I think any commissioner would be stupid here not taking games of here because the amount of money that's over here for games.
So basically, are you considering us to be fucking like the Patriots and fucking condemn Goodell because of what happened with 90?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Fuck me. You need to let the fucking grudge go. What's happened is happened. At the end of the day, we're in a new era. We're winning games. We got a winning season. And whether people fucking hate me or not, I don't care. But it's a case of for someone to boo Goodell. You know, fair enough, over in America, you got all the politics and all that shit over there. That's over there. But it's a simple case of, why fucking boo the man when he's come over to London to see how everything's working, and then you just go boo him?
Yeah, well, he's got his own problems after hearing a few things. Jerry Jones is trying to get him out, isn't he? So,
well, yeah, because he's fucking with his team. But then where was Jerry Jones saying that the commission needs to go, for example, Bountygate or Deflategate or Spygate?
Exactly.
It's because the commission's come after his team that he don't like it.
Every owner has that. Every owner. Even Robert Kraft chucked his toys out the pram last season when Goodell came over after the Patriots. Every team. So this is Goodell's not making friends. And I don't think he'll be there much longer, to be fair. I think the league will move on soon. But talking of London games as well, early December now we are hearing that they will be announcing the London games for next season. Looks like they are going to be at White Hart Lane. What's going to depress the shit out of me? Having to go to that fucking god-awful place. But one of the two teams are quite heavily linked to come over. One's the Philadelphia Eagles. And the other one's the Green Bay Packers, because they're desperate to try and fill the rest of the teams that haven't been over here to come over.
I think it's going to be Rams Packers.
I've heard that as well.
One of the games that's scheduled for next season.
I've heard that. As well.
I think they want to bring over the six teams that haven't been over yet, don't they, to kind of complete the set.
Mm. That's their main number one. But people like Seattle aren't going to give up a home game. You might get Tennessee giving up a home game. Imagine getting Carolina to give up a home game to come over here and play the Saints. Because we've seen divisional matches over here. You know, we've seen it happen. We've seen the Jags play a divisional match. We saw the Rams, Arizona was a divisional match. You know, we have seen divisional games over here. So that'd be quite nice, wouldn't it? Carolina, Saints.
I mean, I think Jacksonville are committed to a home game over here, aren't they? And LA are for the next 3 years, I think.
Yeah, till the LA's new stadium's built. They're committed to a home game. And you got the Jags as well, who are committed to playing at Wembley.
I would imagine that if any of the teams that haven't been over are playing at the Jags next season, then you're likely to see
one of them.
Who would you... obviously, we want the Saints, but who would you want... What team would you want to see come over next year?
I'd like to see the Seahawks.
Yeah. I think if they come over,
if the Saints aren't coming over and the Seahawks do, I think the Seahawks would be the one game that I'd try and go to.
Yeah, because you live, people don't know, you live quite far from London, so it's quite a trek for you to come down as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 2.5 hours on the train.
You're not going to come down with Chris for the Rams game? Whoever they play?
Well, I did last year for the Giants game.
Yeah.
But I couldn't this year because I'm all like you, saving up as much as I can for my trip to America at Christmas. I think I probably will next year.
Yeah, it was good fun seeing you, mate, Chris, at the Rams game. It was good fun. Right, let's have a look. I'm having a look at the Jacksonville schedule for next year for their home games. So they will have. Oh, sorry, I'm reading the wrong season, that's why. So they've got the Patriots at home. That would be nice to see, wouldn't it? Tom Brady one more time. They've got the New York Jets.
No, thanks.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
That could be one.
That could be one, because that's the team that hasn't been over here. The Skins. With Kirk Cousins or not.
They've been over here already.
And then, so an AFC North team that finishes in the same place as them. So that probably, if I'm thinking about it, would probably either be the Ravens or the Bengals. Because I see Houston winning that division.
I can't see the Ravens rushing to come back over.
No, Ravens won't come over. And then they've got the Houston Texans and Titans that haven't been, and the Tennessee Titans haven't been over. So there's a few teams they're playing that haven't been over here. We know what's going to happen. We're going to get lumbered with the Jets, aren't we?
I hope.
Well, you
I
don't know if the Titans haven't been over yet, and it's a divisional game, then maybe that would be a setup.
Yeah, well, they've done divisional games over here before. Indianapolis came over, didn't they?
But then the way the Jets have started this half of season, would you really say no to them coming over?
Yeah, I would say no to them coming over. I was still going to watch the game, obviously, but it wouldn't excite me at all. But last time they came over, they absolutely trounced Miami. I remember it was Chris Ivory and Fitzpatrick played superb that day. But quickly, just 2019 as well, looking further ahead, so 2 years' time, the Saints are playing in Jacksonville. So
2019 could be another Saints day.
Could be another Saints game, hopefully. LA Rams, let's have a quick look at Rams, see who they could bring over.
I think one thing you'll see on the British games next year is potentially a team playing back-to-back games here, like Jacksonville playing a home and away game.
I know they're trying to look at that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right, so the Rams, obviously, next season, the one they're all talking about is Green Bay.
Yep.
LA Chargers. The Minnesota Vikings. The Kansas City Chiefs. Who else out of the division they're playing? The Chicago Bears. No, thank you. Broncos. The Lions. Oh, no, they're playing at Lions. Sorry, I'm seeing who they're home against. Sorry, I'll fuck this up big time. So they're at home against Kansas, Green Bay, LA, and Minnesota. Yeah, that's who they're. And then they've got it's at an NFC South opponent. So we could be going back to LA next season if they win their division and we. So, but that's it. So hopefully, what they're looking at there is saying, okay, we're going to get the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then the LA Rams versus the Green Bay Packers.
That would be two good games, I think.
They would never take LA Rams versus Seattle Seahawks out of LA. They would never take that game out of LA.
I'd be surprised.
Because that's a big game. Right, Ryan, let's get onto the picks.
Hello.
Shall we?
Yeah. Let's go then. Right, so week 8. You remember the scores on the doors from last week?
No, I can't.
Find the scores.
I was 22, Ben was 23, and I think you were either 35 or 36.
36. Right, so we had no Richard this week, so it was just the three of us.
So we're still on 7 points.
Yeah, we'll sort something out of that.
Is what it is. Right, so Bears Saints, we all went Saints.
Get in.
1 point. Finns Ravens. You two went Finns, I went Ravens. So that's 1 point for me.
Yeah.
Minus point for you two.
Bollocks.
And that was a complete blowout, wasn't it?
Yeah, 40's nothing. So. Where do you guys, quickly, where do you stand on that Kiko Alonso hit on Flacco?
There.
Didn't we talk about this last week? No, we didn't. No,
because it didn't happen last week, mate.
That's right. no, the reason why I ask is because of the recording error last week. We did it a couple of hours before the Ravens game.
Yeah,
it was a dirty hit, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and me.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think this. Sorry, go on, Jim.
No, you go. Ash, you started.
It's the same thing when happened with Rodgers, right? Well, kind of same sort of same thing. Rodgers left the pocket. He left the fucking offensive line protection. He got it. Boom. Right? Broken collarbone. It's the same with Flacco. But Flacco slid down.
Was down.
On the ground. And then you add the Finns player coming straight in. Bang. And I reckon he hit him out of frustration because they were doing so shit. So, to me, dirty play, banning for the rest of the fucking season.
Yeah, because he followed through with his shoulder and he didn't need to.
No.
All right, that settles that one.
I disagree slightly. I played American football for 2 years for the Chester Romans. Just to throw that one in. And Flacco slid late when Alonso had already committed to making the tackle, and he couldn't stop. The throwing of the forearm at the end was a bit naughty, but the hit itself. That's bang, bang. You can't stop yourself once you've got that momentum going in for a tackle like that.
I agree.
Do you think, James, with the follow-through of the arm, should he be banned?
No, he'll be fined. I think he has been fined, hasn't he?
He has been fined, yeah.
I'd give him one game suspension for it. But...
No, I don't agree. I don't agree. Right, cool. But then if it happened to Drew Brees, I'd probably be fuming. So.
Well, did anyone see Michael Thomas'
tweet? Oh, no, come
tweet?
On now. You can't have your fucking cake and eat it now on this podcast. You either fucking... Don't do a Ben and sit on the bench. You either fucking have one or the other. You either fucking furious at it or you not. You can't have both fucking cakes.
Did anyone else see Michael Thomas?
It was a fair hit
tweet?
Then.
Oh, fucking fair hit. Fuck off.
Did you see Thomas' tweet about saying if that happened again? Crack me up, that did. Right, next one, Ryan. Let's get going.
Vikings Browns all went Vikings. You two had safe bet.
Yeah, I was shitting myself at halftime.
Yeah, so was I. I was thinking, oh shit, here we go.
Next game, Chargers Pats. We all had Pats. 1 point.
Yeah.
Not much to really say about that game. It's quite a close game, wasn't it, from what I can remember?
Yeah, well, a stupid punt return that ended up going for a safety from LA.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about, but he fumbled it, didn't he? And then it bounced back, and then he ran back 10 yards.
And he ran back 10 yards into his own end zone and got tackled. Fucking idiot.
Colts Bengals, that was a close game.
Yeah.
Bengals came up out on top.
Yeah.
Bengals struggling this year, aren't they? Really? They're not.
They didn't start well, but the 3-4. I think they lost the first two or three games, didn't they? They're slowly come back into it. They got to play Cleveland again. So that's another win.
So we got Panthers Bucks. Ash went Panthers, me and you went Bucks.
Bucks are terrible.
They are terrible.
Yeah. Famous last words, they'll beat us now.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Falcons Jets.
Oh.
We all went Jets. Ben, you went for the Jets upset.
I did.
So we all went minus one.
Yeah.
At one point,
is it a rule that you can't pick the Falcons, by the way?
I just had them.
No, you can, but...
You can, but we just don't.
I think that's fair enough. I think we have before, actually. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we've a couple of times.
I think it's week one and week two, and I think...
I'm going to pick them this week. We'll get on to that.
Then we got Niners Eagles. All went Eagles. 1 point. I went safe bet on it.
Yeah.
Then we went Raiders Bills. Ash had the Raiders as an upset. Me and Ben had the Bills. Plus one for me and Ben and a minus one for Ash. Texan Hawks.
What a game.
That was a good game, wasn't it?
What a game.
That was an amazing game.
I turned on my Sky when I got home. Got home from Twickenham, watched the second half of the Saints game, and then I went, late game at Sky. I looked at what was on. It's Dallas, Washington, or Texans, Seahawks. I was like, well, surely it's got to be the Texans, Seahawks game. And it wasn't. It was the bloody Cowboys, Redskins game. I was like, what? I don't want to watch that. You knew this game would be massive. with Sean Watson going into Seattle, but I think Houston have definitely found their man, haven't they?
Yeah,
definitely.
I've seen a few reports of them saying that Bill O'Brien's probably not the right coach for him, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Tom Brady's coach, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah,
so, he was the Patriots QB coach, wasn't he, and yeah. offensive coordinator before he went to the Texans.
Yeah, so you just read a lot of shit on the Twitter, don't you? That's the thing.
Yeah.
Steelers Lions. I went Lions upset. You two went Steelers.
I don't know if anyone's you guys have seen my Facebook. With I think the Steelers are definitely winning.
Steelers, yeah.
Their celebrations this year have just been absolutely on point. The hide and seek, then this week it was the old bench press. And then Juju Smith locking up his bike, locking up the bike. I just thought that was just it's just fun to watch.
Yeah. And then the last game of the week, Broncos Chiefs. And we all went Chiefs.
Broncos got a quarterback issue.
Yeah, so reading that, they probably play him one more time and then bench him, I would have thought.
Kirk Cousins to the Broncos? Anyone?
Well, they've got Osweiler, so they'll be all right, so don't worry.
Anyone, Kirk Cousins to the Broncos?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't be a bad shout for him.
It wouldn't surprise me if the Broncos tried to do that today, to be honest.
Hmm.
Maybe they did.
Maybe they
no reports of it. Yeah.
There was no reports. No. But what we'll do, we'll get into the trades after we do the picks because it is trade deadline day.
Right. So this week 9, and we're going to add James in on this one
on the guest
list. Hang on. What's the overall scores? Come on now.
Oh, I do apologise. So you got 7.
Stop looking at a horse station.
<He's out. laughs>
Do you know what? It's very rare that I hear him speechless.
Yeah, no, right. You got 7, Ash.
Yeah.
I got 7, and Ben, you got 5, mate.
Yeah. lead change with me and Ash.
So there is final scores so far. Ash 29. Me 43 and Ben 28.
It's close. I think Ryan needs to get a couple of safe bets go against him.
Yeah. Right then. So week 9, we can add you in this time, James, and as you're the guest, you get to go first.
Okay.
Saints, Bucks.
Saints.
I was going to say, you say Bucks here, man. I think we're all going, we're all going Saints, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyone taking a safe bet?
Nope.
Divisional game, isn't it? Divisional game.
Don't trust them enough to do a safe bet yet.
No, I did do a safe bet with it 2 weeks ago.
You done it last week, didn't you?
No, you did against the Packers. You did a safe bet against the Packers at Lambeau Field. I thought was fucking brave, even without Rodgers.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Bills and Jets.
Give me the Bills.
James?
Bills.
Ben? Bills?
Yeah, give me the Bills.
And I've gone Jets with the upset at home.
Nice!
Well, at the end of the day, I'm only going to lose a point if they don't come in.
I've gone
Bills as well, mate.
And as you go through the games, you're trying to struggle who's going to win for an upset, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like that.
I've got my upset lined up.
Rams Giants. James?
That would be the Rams.
Rams. Ben?
LA Rams.
Rams. I've gone Rams safe bet. Ash?
I've gone Rams as well, mate.
Rams. No safe now.
Right, no. Ryan getting his upset and safe in early this week.
Yeah.
Happy days, man.
All right. did we explain the safe and the upset with you, James?
He knows it. He listens.
Yeah, I get it.
You've listened enough anyway, haven't you?
I have.
Right. Broncos, Eagles. Your choice first.
That will be the Eagles, and that will be my safe bet.
Oh, safe. Ben?
I'm struggling to find a safe bet, so yeah, I'm going to join you on that one.
Yeah, it's the safe bet's hard, isn't it?
It's hard this week. Actually, no, yeah. Cancel that out. I've got a safe bet coming up.
Right, and Ash, your beloved Eagles, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm going Eagles, mate, yeah.
Bengals, Jags. James?
Jags.
Give me the London Jags.
That Jags for Ben and Ash.
Jags for me.
And that's Jags all round then. Falcons, Panthers.
Panthers.
James. Yeah, good man. Ben.
Falcons.
Ooh.
In Carolina.
Mm. I've got Panthers.
What weapons Ash. Has Cam Newton got? We'll go into this in a bit, but he's lost one of his main weapons.
Well, he didn't really use much of Benjamin much, did he? Really?
I got Panthers as well, mate.
Yeah. Ravens, Titans. James.
Oh, this is a tough one. I think I'm going to take the Titans.
Yeah, it's a pick. It's a 50-50 pick. I'm going home team. I did it last week and it backfired on me, Washington, Dallas, but give me the Titans.
Ash?
I'm going Ravens on this one.
Oh, I'm with you, mate. I'll go Ravens.
Oh, good man.
Colts, Texans.
Texans.
I'm going to take the Houston Texans on a safe bet.
Are you freaking an asshole?
Are you Texans, Ash?
Yeah, I got Texans safe.
Safe, yeah.
Okay, so
I thought you were going to take the Seahawks as your safe bet, Ben, if I'm honest with you.
No.
Me and Kirk Cousins.
He loves Kirk Cousins, mate. You, there's no chance of him going against Kirk Cousins.
What have you got, mate?
I went Texans, mate. It was Texans all round.
At least if I go down with with my safe bet, Ash goes down with me.
Yeah. Cardinals, Niners.
That will be the Niners in an upset.
Oh, you bastard, oh. Mr. Baker.
Fucking hell!
We've all got it. Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, he won't play.
I found this out by Bird Gang, Arizona Gals. Apparently he's not playing this week.
Yeah. He won't play.
Okay, then.
He won't play.
All right, then. Fair enough. Take that away, then. I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals. No, shit. Fuck. There's no good quarterbacks in this game.
No, there isn't.
Oh, still give me the Cardinals. Still give me the Cardinals.
Oh, I've got Niners upset, mate.
Your Niners upset with?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm Cardinals.
Ooh.
Skins, Hawks.
Seahawks.
Hawks.
Yeah, the Seattle Seahawks for me.
And Ash.
That's the odds for me, dude.
So, Hawks all round.
So, Ryan, Jimmy Graham stayed put.
Oh, yeah, like I said.
Oh, don't wind him up.
What?
Can't say anything against Toby Fleener.
Toby Fleener? Who's Toby Fleener?
You said, fuck, Toby.
I said Kobe Fleener.
You said fucking Toby.
You definitely said Toby.
You definitely said Toby.
I said Kobe Fleener.
Kobe Fleener working in the Calvary now, is he? Jesus Christ.
No. I was having a glass of... I was having a sip of my water while I said Kobe Fleener. Not fucking Kobe.
Get on your photo. Get on your Photoshop with a Toby Calvary known as a Kobe Calvary.
Kobe Fleener.
A Kobe Calvary.
Alright, Chiefs, Cowboys.
I think I'm gonna take the Cowboys at home.
Cowgirls.
See, this is. I might have to put this to a Twitter poll because I was gonna use Cowboys as my upset.
No, that don't count, mate.
Oh, but can I look at the records?
What's the record?
Yeah, well, if you think of Dallas, I think it's 4-3, and the Chiefs are what, 7-1?
6-2. 4-3 and 6-2.
And the Cowboys are at home.
All right. Oh, see, I don't know. Am I allowed it? Go on, have a little vote here.
I'd say yes. Go on.
Yeah, me, I would say yes too.
Cool. Yeah, I'll take it then. let's see what the bookies say, what it is. Go on.
What are you going, Ash, while Ben's looking at the bookies?
Chiefs, mate. I think they're going to be too powerful for the fucking Starmen. With no Zeke either.
Yeah, I'm Chiefs as well. So we have Raiders, Finns.
Raiders.
It's a pick 'em.
He's got to say Raiders because his mate's a Rams fan and his mate's a Raiders fan, and he can show him this podcast and see I did pick your team.
it's a pick 'em. There is no point differential in this on the Chiefs Cowboys, so it's up to you guys. Am I allowed it?
Yeah, you can have your upset on the Cowboys.
No Zeke Elliott either.
On the Cowgirls, yeah. You can have them.
Yeah, upset Cowgirls.
Upset Cowgirls, right. Ben, Raiders, Finns.
Give me those Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders. And Ash?
Raiders for me, man.
Yeah, and the final game, Lions, Packers.
Lions
for James.
We know where Ryan's going. He always picks them.
Yeah, you know me.
Do you know what? Just to be non-controversial, I know we get some people tweeting us about my pick. I'm going to change my upset to the Green Bay Packers.
Packers. How's that workers upset? Isn't they better?
They got a better record and they're at home.
Oh, right, yeah. Then I'll keep. Yeah, but they got their Aaron Rodgers.
What difference that mate? Cowgirls ain't got Zeke Elliott.
All right.
I just lobbied you to have your upset on the Cowboys, and now you want to change your fucking mind.
All right. Well, let's just say, oh fuck's sake, they haven't got the Monday night game one, Paddy Power yet.
Are you going Packers anyway?
Yeah, give me the Packers anyway. I'll take the Cowboys on the upset.
All right. Yeah, and Ash Lions, yeah.
No. I'm going Packers.
Packers.
Yeah. He's just trying to cover me off now.
No. I did pick the Packers before we started recording.
And all of what I've got now, Ash, I'll just hand it to you, mate. question time.
Well, funnily enough, because we got one of our avid fucking questioners, I've only got one question in.
Quite, though.
I did tweet today, but I don't know. Even Mondula hasn't asked a question. He must be ill. Right, the only one that we got is Dean Thwaites. The D gets 2 to the Pro Bowl and the O gets 1, but it's from the O-line thoughts.
Andrus Pete.
Ooh.
He's been absolutely immense this season.
Since I slagged him off, yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, I think he's the only consistent one that's been. I mean, Unger's played every game, but he hasn't been fit. I just think Andrus Pete has been the best O line.
I would have said Warford, but he didn't play. You know,
yeah,
Warford's coming down really well. Ramchek's been brilliant.
Yeah, I was going to say Ramchek. I think he's filled in both left and right tackle very well.
But no, Pete has made that step up this year that he needed to make. So I'm happy with Pete. I'll go with Pete. Defense, Marshawn Lattimore and Cam Jordan.
Yeah, that wasn't a question, mate. That wasn't a question.
Wasn't it? Oh,
It was.
Do we have to pick two?
The defense gets two. Right, shut up a minute. The defense gets 2 to the Pro Bowl and the offense 1, but it's from the O-line. Thoughts?
Yeah,
definitely Cam Jordan and Marshawn Lattimore. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, they're all talking about now defensive rookie of the year, Marshawn Lattimore. Has to be, doesn't it?
I call
that defensive rookie of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I said. Again, listen.
Did you?
Fuck me, Ryan.
Cam Jordan will be a big shout for Defensive Player of the Year. Lattimore will be a big shout for Defensive Rookie of the Year. And that's how it's going to be looking.
Anyone a little bit worried that Dennis Allen could be approached for a job if he continues being this awesome defensive coordinator?
Well with Oakland, did he?
No.
I think that after this year, he may.
I think if I was him, I would have. Yeah, I'd be. He's done it before, hasn't worked. I'd stick around one more year if I was Dennis Allen. Because then, and if I was teams, I would say one more year as well. Because he's taken over the shit defense. Remember, Rob Ryan had a good year of this shit defense as well.
Yeah.
And look at what fucking sack of shit he turned out.
I'm still not sure that actually happened, you know. I think that was a figment of our imagination.
What, Rob Ryan or good year?
The fact that we had a good defense for a year.
Mm. It was all right that year.
A third ranked defense in the league, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then look what happened. It just went to shit. Right. So, trade deadline was today. Saints, rumors were flying around, as we spoke last week about Jimmy Graham. Other rumours flew around that we put Kaha on the market. Nothing came of that. And also other rumours, you know, of Jarvis Landry, I saw, got linked. Kay Adams on Good Morning Football this morning, she said. Calvin Johnson. And we ended up with nobody. But I was saying to you guys before we came on air, I'm kind of happy. I'm happy with the settled squad we've got.
Well, of course it is. It's a case of, if the Saints made any trades, then to any other team, then I'd be scratching my head, because we have got a solid team that can make a run for the playoffs and possibly more. Mm. So why would you want to, you know, be a Game Pass fucking software person and fuck everything up? Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm glad we didn't trade anyone.
Mm. Well, looking at the trades that happened as well, a few surprising ones. Mr. Lane leaving Seattle and going to Houston for their left tackle. Forgot his name. Haven't got it in front of me.
Dwayne Brown,
that was the one. That was one I think we kind of saw coming, because that was what they were rumored at, looking at Jimmy Graham. So, but no, it was Lane that went there instead. And then out of the blue, Jay Ajayi leaves the Miami Dolphins and ends up in Philadelphia.
Do you know why this really fucked me off? And I mean, really fucked me off when I heard about this. All through fucking Wembley weekend for the Saints game. Oh, Ajayi this. Oh, Ajayi that. It really did my fucking head in. And now he's just basically fucking gone from the Finns to the
They literally sucked the British public. Miami sucked the British public dry of money out of Ajayi merchandise and thought, nah, fuck it. We got the money now for him. He's not.
That's it. If you know, there's rumors circling around that you know, him and Adam Gase had a fucking falling out and blah blah blah, and he's trading him.
I can see that.
Right. Well, okay, fair enough. But what's your if I was an head coach and I was going to London, right? I would say to him, is there much point fucking beefing him up this much, because we're gonna fucking trade his ass anyway?
Mm. Well, this is it. Other fans also saying, have the Eagles made a move because they know they're coming to London?
Well, what I got told by a Giants fan was, apparently the reason why they traded him is because doctors have said about his both knees, he won't even last 5 years.
I've heard this rumor about his knees.
He'll be lucky to get two or three seasons in. And it's like I said to him, I said, well, when Breeze had his shoulder injury at the Chargers, they all basically said, he's done, he's out the league, he's gone. And then he has his surgery and he gets back to, you know, game fitness. And look at him, he's had a Hall of Fame career in New Orleans. So never, don't write anybody off, well, just because doctors and everyone else.
I know, but there was never a drop-off with Breeze. He had his surgery in the off-season, he came back and he was fine. With Ajayi, I think he's the player who's had the most touch of the ball without scoring a touchdown this season. He just hasn't worked out for the Miami this year. I can see Miami fans are furious that they let him go because he was such a spark last year, especially British Miami fans because he's British. But the Eagles have already got LeGarrette Blount as well, so they've added some depth there.
Yeah, but the thing is it's like Ingram Kamara, isn't it? It's that 1-2 punch.
Yeah, it is. And I'll be interested to see what it does for him. And if it does mean the Eagles, you know, they would have just signed him because he's coming to London next year. I'm not saying that. But it would make sense if they've already got a pretty good fan base in the UK. They could, you know, grow it even more with getting a Jai. It's like this old thing. You're a Man United fan, James. When all these stories are going around about, is it Park Cheat? Park Cheat? I always get confused. Park Cheat? Jason Park, wasn't it? He made so much money for Man United through jersey sales out in Korea. And I think a couple of other Premier League clubs have signed. I know Arsenal signed Chu Young Park, who was a South Korean striker. And I think the number one Arsenal jersey sold that year was Chu Young Park. And that was all just from Korean sales. So I'm not saying that, you know, it's going to be in that sort of scale, but you can see why these teams maybe think like, oh, we need a running back. He ticks the box. He's a running back. We're going over to London. Oh, he's British as well. Merchandise. It's just a way of them making money out of it.
Yeah,
as well.
I mean, it's slightly different in the NFL, isn't it? Mm. Because it's not the teams that make the money from the jersey sales. It's the NFL, and then it's split evenly across all the teams, isn't it? So it's like on a revenue sharing model. But I think this Jai Ajayi deal is on a rental until the end of the season. So I don't think the Eagles are going to pay him his new contract at the end of the year, because this is his last year of his rookie contract.
Yeah.
And I think that they're going to have him for this year, and I don't think they'll have him back next year.
Yeah. Another big one that went across, we just kind of touched on it earlier as well, was Jimmy Garoppolo to the San Francisco 49ers.
I did tweet out a meme about Belichick and Kyle Shanahan about...
Oh, that's giving, funny. Yeah, I saw that.
the Shanahan give Belichick the trophy, and so he's like, now I'm going to call in that favour, give me a fucking QB. I fucking pissed my pants. It was that funny.
Yeah, well, this
one's an interesting one with Garoppolo, I think, because I've got a bit of a theory, and the theory is that none of the quarterbacks in college football this year want to play for the Cleveland Browns.
Nope.
So if the Cleveland Browns are picking first, second, third, whatever they're picking, I don't think any of those good younger quarterbacks, you know, the ones that aren't seniors, I think they're all going to stay in college for another year, which is why the 49ers went and got Garoppolo now. They need a quarterback next year. But I mean, if you are a young quarterback, why would you want to go and play for the Browns?
No, you're literally ending your career before you start it.
Yeah.
The thing with getting Garoppolo as well, I think, is he's going to be the starting quarterback for the 49ers. So get him now. He's got, say, 8 weeks to learn the playbook. As he plays games, he'll learn and learn and learn. So come preseason next year, he'll be ready to go.
If he signs his contract, well, he probably will. That'll get sorted out.
And then start fresh at 2018, because the Niners season's already much fucking done anyway, isn't it?
And they're talking about the running back going first, near first overall pick. That, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if the Browns are the first overall pick. They trade down a couple of places with San Francisco.
Saquon Barkley.
I can't
from
remember.
Penn State.
That's the one. I know it's the guy from Penn State.
Yeah.
They're talking about him going first overall. So if they can get Jimmy Garoppolo and this guy from Penn State, they could have a good little tandem going on there.
Yeah, they could.
So that's maybe
win-win for the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
Win-win for the 49ers, I think.
And the last big trade that went through, just for the deadline, was Kelvin Benjamin leaving the Carolina Panthers. He's gone to Buffalo. Thoughts?
That was surprising as well, because as you touched on it with Cam Jordan's, you know, number one target. That did surprise me that they got rid of him.
Mm. Indeed,
yeah, I retweeted something just before we started recording the podcast, and it was somebody saying it was a video of somebody throwing an American football and then running down the field and catching it himself, and it was like, this is a live shot of Cam Newton on Sunday.
Someone's just posted in the NFL UK Facebook page. The Cleveland Browns reportedly agreed on a trade with Cincinnati Bengals for AJ McCarron, but failed to report it in time for the deadline. If that's true, wow.
Once again, it's the Cleveland Browns. Didn't surprise me.
Yeah.
It's the Browns. The Browns do what Browns are going to do.
Can you just imagine it? The NFL draft, you were invited to the NFL draft. You're so excited. You're thinking, yes, I'm going to go first overall in the draft. And then you realize, oh, fuck me, I'm going to the Browns.
I don't know what some players might relish that challenge of turning this god-awful franchise around.
I know Myles Garrett was well up for it.
Yeah, Myles Garrett was well up for it. So, and to be fair, the Browns would want someone with that attitude. They wouldn't want someone going, oh, no, I'm going to Cleveland. But we'll see. Right, that's kind of wrapping the trade talk and everything else up. Like I said, we do play Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Dome on Sunday night, 6 p.m. kickoff in the UK. So, confident, James?
Ready.
Very, very confident, yeah.
Ryan?
Yeah, confident.
They, you know, this is it again. I think everyone fell in love with the Hard Knocks team again, and it just proves, don't go by Hard Knocks, don't go by summer hype. Everyone's saying, oh, you know, they've won the off season. They were superb. So much hype. They did end the season well last year, but people are starting to question Jameis Winston. He'll get picked off at least once or twice on Sunday.
I reckon. So I reckon they're gonna have a fucking bad day at the office when they come to the Dome. I reckon, because, you know, fair dues to the Bears' offensive line. They kept Cam Jordan in check. And I think he's going to be pissed off he didn't get to Trubisky more. So, Jameis Winston, I hope you've got good insurance, maybe, because Cam Jordan's going to be coming for you.
Right.
And their pass rush defense is awful in a minute.
Mm.
They can't stop anyone getting to the quarterback.
Right. Here we go. I'm going to put a bold prediction out. The Saints get their second, lockout of the season.
Lockout? You mean shut up?
No points. Shut up. No points conceded.
It's getting late. Shut up. No points conceded. No points conceded again. There we go. I'm saying
it. Oh, Toby Fleener laughing in the back.
Yeah,
that's right. That's worse than fucking Toby Fleener, mate.
Oh, God, right.
I don't think they'll score a touchdown. That's what I will say.
Mm.
Oh, I like that.
That's good. Did anyone notice if the... Because they played... Who did they play last weekend? They played... Who did they get smashed by? The Panthers. I saw a story. I don't know if it happened or not, that Roberto Aguayo was kicking for the Panthers because Gunnar was injured. Did anyone know if that actually happened or not?
He was signed by them, but I think Gunnar was kicking still.
Oh, that would have been great, wouldn't it? Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, that hopefully... Well, Gunnar's back now, isn't he? So Aguayo will have to go looking elsewhere for a kicking job. But no, thank you, James, for coming on tonight.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Have you on again during the season. Definitely, and we'll try and get some more guests on and more NFL UK fans to tell us their stories of how they started supporting the Saints. Ryan, it's been emotional.
It's too emotional.
Toby Fleener, it's been emotional.
Yep, and also just a little quick side note. I've got more Big Easy Mafia t-shirts coming in. They all sold out, so I got more coming in. So if you want one, DM me.
Are you getting mine to me before I go out to New Orleans?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Yeah, we'll sort something out afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, we'll speak to it now.
Beautiful. Right, pleasure, boys.
Always.
Cheers, boys. Speak to you soon.
Good night. Bless you, boys. Thanks a lot. Really, really turns us on. When it all comes down.